Happy to be with you once again, your speaker, John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we're going to look into the scriptures now and say a little more on this important subject of peace. And we're glad to tell you that even in a world where there is turmoil, such as the world has never experienced before, it is possible to know, it is possible to enjoy peace, and as the poet puts it, peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers of peace within. Now, we set our subject before you in our last broadcast in this way. We read three portions from the Holy Word of God, and these had to say or to tell us about peace that has been purchased, and then second, a peace that is being preached, and best of all, a peace that is possessed, or at least it may be possessed. And I trust that many who are listening in today can say, thank God, I can say, as for myself, that I do possess that peace which alone our Lord Jesus Christ has purchased, and that which He gives to all who trust Him. Now, I want to go back and say just a little bit more about peace purchased, or peace procured. And we did remind you of wars that have been fought down through the ages at great expense, not only as to money and sacrifice, but even the loss of lives. Oh, what a tremendous cost. It's staggering, it's fabulous, beyond human computation. But I'm going to tell you a little something now today about a peace. At least we're going to allow the Word of God to tell us about a peace that has been purchased, the most costly peace ever. And yes, the amazing thing, it was purchased by our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, it was purchased as the result of a sacrifice. Yes, the sacrifice of Himself. And you know, the poet puts it in words like this: Himself He could not save, He on the cross must die, or mercy cannot come to ruin sinners nigh. Yes, Christ, the sinless one, must bleed that sinners might from sin be freed. Now, just exactly, says someone, what did it cost? What does it cost? The peace that we may know now and experience and enjoy. Well, let's look at the scripture. And you would find it in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20, which says, and having made peace through the blood of His cross. Oh, friends, I repeat it. Staggering. If you can just really fathom what the sinless Son of God passed through, think of the one who was creator and sustainer of the universe, that one who dwelt in the unsullied light of His Father's presence in the ages past, God the eternal, coequal, and Son, who came into this world and took upon Himself a human form in order that He might suffer, in order that He might die. Now, I have reminded my hearers, not once but again and again, that it would have been easier for our Lord Jesus Christ to have created a whole world for every living human being upon the face of the earth, one that you could speak of as your very own world. It would have been easier for Him to have done that than to have gone all the way to Calvary and to sustain the wrath of God. In other words, to purchase for us peace. Peace with God. Oh, what a costly thing. Just exactly what did it cost? Well, now we're going to see. It says, having made peace through the blood of His cross by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. And friends, I want to tell you that as a result of that sacrifice, as a result of that purchase, He is going to reconcile all things unto Himself. Now, I am not saying that all men and women, boys and girls, will be saved. They may be saved. Salvation has been purchased for one and for all. But this is what I am trying to put across, that only those who trust Him as personal Savior, here and now, know peace, perfect peace with God. And as for the others, the Word of God tells us in Philippians chapter 2 that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, if you trust Him today, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in thine heart God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Peace would be yours. But more about it in our next broadcast, God willing.